Welcome to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It is Sunday, March 11th, 2007. It's 6 o'clock Central Time here in Texas. We're on live on the air on Sunday, March 11th, 2007, 6 p.m. Central Time, Texas time. Okay, we just went through the spring forward phase of the clock here in Texas, and I know that some places didn't jump forward. I know I just talked to Walter Burian here earlier today, which he will be our guest during the second hour. Walter Burian, many of you know from CAFR1.com, CAFR1.com, and then he talks about the comprehensive annual financial reports, which is a real important thing to be talking about here in Texas right now, especially seeing as how the Texas legislators, Texas Transportation Commission, Campo Board, and many of these other entities involved in trying to build our roads claim that they're out of money. So we'll be working to expose that today. Also, hope you've got your pencil and paper handy. By the way, during this first hour, we will be taking calls during this first hour. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. And like I said, hopefully you've got your pencil and paper handy, because a couple of announcements right off the bat is on Wednesday, this Wednesday, March 14th, as many of you folks know around Central Texas as well as in other locations around the United States, is they're trying to do what they can to do away with public access television. So here in Austin, we're fighting to keep our public access television. We've got a lot of great shows, Alex Jones, Bob Dacey. I've got a show on Monday nights at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or rather 9 p.m., and there are just a lot of great shows on access to be had, and it's frankly probably some of the best TV there is, not only in Austin, but probably in the country. It's unfortunate that others can't tune in to our cable access TV here in Austin, because that is one way that a lot of the information gets out. But anyway, this meeting will be at the new City Hall, which is on 2nd Street between Lavaca and Guadalupe, and it's going to be at 7 p.m. on March 14th, and that will be on Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. We'd like for everybody to come out and tell the Communications Commission no to the plan that would commercialize the station and destroy free speech. So please attend the meeting on Wednesday, March 14th at 7 p.m. at the New City Hall here in Austin. Sign up to speak or just hold up a sign. Just as long as you can show up and help, it'll be a great help. Stop the corporate takeover of public access. Let's stop them now. So if you've got questions about this event, call area code 512-255-0993. Once again, 512-255-0993. And folks, if you'd like to volunteer for something here in Central Texas to help, for example, we're fighting toll roads here, Trans-Texas Corridor, animal RFID issues. We're fighting on the Real ID Act. There's just an endless number of fights and battles that we're engaging in here at the Capitol here in Central Texas in Austin. And we have made progress on the Real ID Act. Nobody was really addressing that, but we've coalesced a little small group right now of some of my friends, Deborah, Aaron, and David Hall. And we've been out at the Capitol, and some doing research and some doing the internet warfare end of it. And together, we've at least, I think they had it kind of in the works already, but we've had Representative Carl Issett out of Lubbock filed a resolution called HCR 148, HCR 148. And to learn more about that, you can go to, I've set up a website that links over to a blog, and the URL for that is called whatwillyoudowithoutfreedom.com. That's whatwillyoudowithoutfreedom.com. And it'll take you straight to the blog that talks about this Real ID Act issue, because most of our state representatives and state senators, they really don't know what's going on with this Real ID Act. They don't understand how it works to destroy the Fifth Amendment. They don't understand how it usurps states' rights. And they don't understand the big overall agenda, that this is just an incremental step to eventually chipping us all. So, folks, if you will check out the website, whatwillyoudowithoutfreedom.com. And you can learn what we've been doing here in the battle, and it talks about the Real ID Act here in Texas. So we're going to break right now. We'll be right back. You're listening to Restoring the Republic, and we're going to be taking your calls, 1-800-313-9443. So stay tuned and check out republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reed, and we're going to be taking calls this hour at 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. While I'm thinking about it, I'd like to thank my producer, Manny, here in the studio, and John, one of our new folks here learning how to operate the board. Appreciate you guys in there working, doing what y'all are doing, slaving over the hot board over there in the producer's booth. Our guest on the second hour will be Walter Burian. His website is CAFR1.com, and that's spelled CAFR1.com. And the CAFR part, that stands for Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. As many of you know, here in Central Texas and beyond, when we're talking about toll road issues and Trans-Texas Corridor, that one of the big things we're getting told all the time by government officials and government entities is that we are out of money to build roads. They never happen to mention, well, they'll always mention the huge increase in population, but they won't mention the respective tax revenue growth that's come along with the huge growth in population. For example, in 1978, Texas total net tax revenues for 1978 were about $8.2 billion. In 1978, and that's according to the state comptroller's website, Susan Combs, newly elected in 2006. And if you just go ahead and fast forward on up to the numbers, of course, those numbers grew on an annual basis. Every year, another billion here, another 2 billion, another 5 billion, another 10 billion. It's just been an incremental growth, a steady climb, regardless of the economy. It seems like that number has always climbed every year. But anyway, finally in 2006, the latest number we have is over $72 billion in net tax revenues for the state of all the different varieties of taxes that the state collects. $72 billion. That's a nine-fold increase from 1978 to 2006, nearly nine-fold increase. Now, folks, I'm old enough that I had a job in the late 70s. I was working for a beer distributor in Fort Worth, and that job might have paid maybe $30,000, $35,000 a year. And I'm guessing right now if I were doing that same job, it might pay maybe somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 a year. It's nowhere near a nine-fold increase. It's just amazing. And we're just talking about the state of Texas government net tax increases. I mean, what about all these counties and cities that have had their budgets just explode and blossom over the last few decades as they keep continuing to grow their tax base as more business comes in or more families come in with residential properties or commercial properties of any type. And we've just had steady growth here in Texas. We've had some little lulls and setbacks and recessions, but it's been steady growth, and those sales tax revenues, those tax revenues of every sort, have grown along with it. Okay, I didn't wrap up with the announcements during the first segment. There was one more announcement besides the we've got to help stop, keep the public access TV going here in Austin. And that meeting, again, once again, is March 14th, Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. It's going to be at the new Austin City Hall. And help us stop the public corporate takeover of public access TV. So once again, the number to call for questions on that is 512-255-0993. All right, folks, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be taking calls for the rest of this hour. Open lines, basically, when I see you pop on the screen, I'll go ahead and take your call. All right, another event that we have going on, it's going to be on March 15th, is the Rocky Erickson Trust Presents. The Rocky Erickson Trust presents the fifth annual Rocky Erickson Psychedelic Ice Cream Social celebrating electroshock survivors. So those of you that are around Central Texas, you know that Dr. John Breeding and others, many others here in Central Texas, have taken up the fight against electroshock therapy, which has been proven to be purely detrimental to any and all of its victims. It's been a really bad therapy implemented, and has caused memory loss and multiple other psychological and physical and neurological problems. It's going to be on Thursday, March 15th, 2007, at 2 p.m. at Threadgill's World Headquarters in South Austin. And folks down in South Austin, that's right there close to Riverside and Barton Springs. They're just south of Town Lake, Riverside and Barton Springs. And the event's going to be hosted by Austin Talk Radio Show host Jack Blood. Hope to see plenty of folks out there for that event. I'm sure Dr. John Breeding will be there. And there is a $20 general admission with children 12 and under, or free with an adult. So that's going to be an interesting event. Going to be a lot of folks there, I'm sure. It's going to have Rocky Erickson and the Explosives, Spoon, Robin Hitchcock and Peter Buck, Michelle Schacht, Stuart Braithwaite of Mogwai, Tommy X Hancock, Black Lips, Powell St. John, J.T. Van Zant, and Sumner Erickson of the Tech-Centrics. Now, most of these folks I don't know, but I'm sure there are plenty of people in Austin that do know, those that have opportunity to get out on the town. This is the live music capital of the country, and this is South by Southwest Week coming up here in Austin, so there's going to be a lot of people here. I suggest if you don't have a hotel already, that you might as well make sure, if you're coming to Austin, you better go ahead and make sure you can book a room before you even try coming here at this point, because usually it's on South by Southwest, they get booked early and stay booked. Okay, and that pretty much covers the events. There are, I'm sure, more events that are going on. Check bravenewbookstore.com for local events here in Texas. And hopefully we'll get calls from folks that are doing events in other parts of the country, because I'd love to talk about your events. I know on meetup.com, folks, if you're interested in getting networked with more people wherever you're located, go to meetup.com, meetup.com, and you can get onto the 911 questions groups, and also there are groups concerned about impeaching Bush, and there's any number of other groups that are kind of like-minded on a variety of issues, everything from raw foods, organic foods, and other issues. So with that being said, let's get to one of the big stories, in my view, is about Rudy Giuliani. On Monday, a story came out. As you know, if you've been listening to the show, I've been talking about Rudolph Giuliani's activities and how somehow he is the front runner of the Republican Party. But as most of us here in, on this network and others agree, is that 911 is an activity in which Rudy Giuliani was complicit, especially in the cleanup. Rudy Giuliani was a prosecutor for many years in the state of New York, and he knows about protecting the crime scene and getting an investigation done, yet he endeavored to make sure that the 911 crime scene was quickly taken away, and much of the steel was exported to other countries, and the cleanup was expedited to keep a thorough and formal investigation from being done on that crime scene. It sure would help to know and be able to check all the little steel columns that were, I know we saw some photographs of them where you could see where they were just blatantly cut at an angle, and that's where potentially the thermite was set on those columns, and it would have been great to have some real forensic evidence being gained by some credible sources. But anyway, Rudy Giuliani, on Monday, a news report came out, and this was out in the New York Times on Monday, March 5th, that Rudy Giuliani had bought an investment banking firm, and he named it Giuliani Capital Advisors. And Giuliani Capital Advisors, which he purchased the investment banking firm from Ernst & Young in 2004, at a reported $9.8 million. So now what's happened this past week or two, Macquarie Group of Australia, some people pronounce it Macquarie, Macquarie is one of the big toll road consortiums working to build toll roads all around the state. They've also been involved in the Chicago Skyway, and I think they're a partner in the Indiana Toll Road Project with Cintra. And I think they're also, Macquarie is also involved in the 407 ETR up in Toronto, Canada. And Macquarie has bought Giuliani Capital Advisors from Rudolph Giuliani just in time to finance a presidential campaign, evidently, because it's reported that this sale could fetch $80 million to $100 million for the sale of Giuliani Capital Advisors. Now, folks, if he bought it for $9.8 million in 2004, and he's turned around and selling it, the actual disclosure, the actual price of the sale has not been disclosed, but it is being estimated that by these business folks in the business community, it is being estimated that that price, the sales price on Giuliani Capital Advisors, is $80 million to $100 million. So that means that Rudolph Giuliani is netting, you know, in the neighborhood of $80, $90 million on this three-year-long investment of this investment banking firm. So it's pretty incredible. Just in time, you know, it's just pretty coincidental, too, that it's just in time to help fund a big presidential run, which I'm sure is going to take a minimum of $100 million. But if he's netting $80, $90 million on this one sale of this investment banking firm, then I tell you what, that pretty much looks like Macquarie, if they end up getting Giuliani as becoming president. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Macquarie actually probably does business with several of the other candidates, and that's one of the things that I plan on watching through the next months and weeks, days, weeks, and months, is to be watching these other candidates and what kind of other activities they're involved in, because I've talked about on the show before with Rudolph Giuliani, we've got some real issues ahead of us if this man does indeed become president, and 911 is just the beginning of that iceberg. I tell you that the situation with 911 is just incredible, and I think that if we're able to learn all of what Rudolph Giuliani knew about 911 prior to the event, it would just probably be pretty shocking and eyebrow raising. So you might want to check out that story. And folks, once again, our calling number is 1-800-313-9443. If you've got questions about the toll roads, if you've got questions about the Rudy Giuliani story, if you got questions about some of the upcoming events going on, another thing that occurred with Rudy Giuliani this past week, which we're about to go to break again, so I'll start covering that when we come right back. And in the meantime, write down this website, whatwillyoudowithoutfreedom.com, whatwillyoudowithoutfreedom.com, and read what we're doing about the Real ID Act. Folks, my name is Richard Reeves. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. We'll be right back after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we're on this network, republicbroadcasting.org. Folks, if you haven't checked it out, make sure and go to republicbroadcasting.org and go to the online store there at republicbroadcasting.org. And from the online store, make sure and check out all the different publications, videos, and shortwave radios. And one of my favorite items on the online store, in the online store, is the FM transmitter that you can connect to your computer and broadcast throughout your house with a low-power FM signal and be able to tune into what your computer is streaming online and go in any room in your house where you've got an FM radio. You can just dial in your FM radio and tune it in, or maybe you could be out in your garage or maybe outside doing some work in the yard and have some a little Walkman on, listen to FM streaming radio from your computer. So check that out. It's on the it's in the online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, as right before we go into break, I was talking about another story about Rudolph Giuliani, where he was on the presidential campaign trail, and he leans heavily on his image as a 911 hero. But this past Thursday, America's mayor got a sharp rebuff from a disgruntled constituency, mostly non-New Yorkers. And the constituency that was a surprise is most of these non-New Yorkers that were upset with him are firefighters. What happened was, as many of these firefighters are very upset with how Giuliani pulled the firefighters away from the 911 crime scene and stop them from searching for their fallen firefighters and recovering their bodies and recovering what they could. So many of those families in New York and the surrounding area are very upset with Rudolph Giuliani because of the cleanup efforts that went on during the 9/11 time. So you might want to check out that story that was in Newsday.com up there in New York on March 9th, just a couple of days back. Hopefully those folks that are up there will keep working to expose some of the activities that went on during 9/11. Okay. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to take some calls between now and the top of the hour before our guest Walter Buehring comes on. But in the meantime, some of the issues that are going on here at the Capitol in the state of Texas are we are fighting these toll roads. So one of the websites to check out is sanantoniotollparty.com, sanantoniotollparty.com, and you can spell it out, and it'll get you to that location that way, or you can also just type in satollparty.com, satollparty.com. And if you go on to Terry Hall's blog, one of the bills that's most likely to get passed, hopefully to at least stop the toll roads and stop the Trans-Texas Corridor, at least put a two-year moratorium on them, is HB 2772. That is HB 2772. That's the folks that we need to be calling our House reps about and our state senators about, because that puts a two-year moratorium on toll roads and Trans-Texas Corridor. And you can learn on this bill at HB 2772. You can learn about the bill at sanantoniotollparty.com. And Terry Hall has got a list of some of the representatives, and I don't think there's any senators in this particular list, but there's quite a few senators around the San Antonio area that are not on board with HB 2772. Immediately when this bill was filed, it had about 25 co-authors in the Senate, which here in Texas we've got, I believe, 31 senators, and 25 senators signed on right away when the bill was filed. But there's a list in San Antonio. You've got Frank Court, Ruth McClendon Jones, Jose Menendez, Robert Puente, Trey Martinez Fisher, Mike Villarreal, and Edmund Kumpel are some of the state reps that are not on board in the San Antonio area. And we need to create a similar list here in Central Texas and in other parts of Texas, because we've already got what it takes to override a gubernatorial veto in the Senate side of the House. Now what we need is a veto-proof majority in the House of Representatives at the state of Texas to get HB 2772 passed. So there are a lot of state reps. I think there's about 40 or 50 state reps that have signed on to support HB 2772. But the safe number we need would be approximately 100 state reps to make this a veto-proof legislation. Now, along with going to sanantoniotollparty.com, if you go to corridorwatch.org, and there'll be more details. They've got another thorough list of all the names of the state reps and state senators on that website. And like I said, some more of the legislation that we're working, actually on the issue of the Real ID Act, we need to work against two of the bills. One of them is SB 1250, which is passed on the Senate side by Senator John Corona, which helps implement the Real ID Act. And on the House side by Representative Frank Court is HB 2869. That's HB 2869. And these two bills, SB 1250 and on the House side, HB 2869, they must be stopped because they help implement the Real ID Act here at the state level. And so hopefully we can stop those two bills, and we need to communicate to all our state senators and state reps that these two bills must not be passed. And in fact, the one we need to support is House Resolution HCR 148, and the representative that filed that bill is Carl Issett, Representative Carl Issett out of Lubbock. So thank you, Representative Issett, for filing this bill, and hopefully we can get a lot of folks involved and get behind the effort to stop the Real ID Act here in Texas, as well as toll roads, as well as Trans-Texas Corridor, as well as animal RFID. So folks, the call-in number once again, 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to have our guest Walter Buehring at the top of the hour, and we'll be right back after this break. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. And just before the break, we were talking about the toll road issues here in Central Texas, the Trans-Texas Corridor issues. If you go to CorridorWatch.org, just go to CorridorWatch.org. That's the website that's run by Linda and David Stahl that have been really out front educating folks in the state of Texas about the Trans-Texas Corridor issue. And there's actually two bills that have been filed. One of them is House Bill 2772, filed by Lois Kolkhorst, and Senate Bill 1267, which was filed by Senator Nichols. Senator Nichols used to be on the Texas Transportation Commission panel and is now a Senate in the Texas legislature. So we've got some help coming from the Texas legislature to help stop and thwart the Trans-Texas Corridor and toll roads. And these bills, HB 2772, are some of the best efforts to try to stop. There's many other bills that are filed at SanAntonioTollParty.com. You can find out more about that. But they do have a scorecard of the legislators on CorridorWatch.org. You can find there's a scorecard of all the different representatives and senators on where they stand. And there are about 25 in the Senate. And in the House, there are 40. And so we still need quite a few more people in the House to get behind these bills and to get behind this legislation to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor and to stop the toll roads. So get out there and go to CorridorWatch.org and learn and see what you can do to help stop the Trans-Texas Corridor. Folks, even if you aren't in Texas and you're concerned about the North American Union, you're concerned about the loss of United States sovereignty, and you're concerned about states' rights, you can get at least on your computer, if possible, and email some of these legislators here in Texas and let them know where you stand on the Trans-Texas Corridor and the toll road issues. If we can stop the Trans-Texas Corridor here and roll back the enabling legislation that has occurred here in Texas to allow this to happen, which has been a very difficult fight. It's been well over 2 years for most of the folks involved in the fight. As a matter of fact, it's probably, for a lot of folks, it's going to close to 3 years trying to roll back these projects that were that had their inception way back even in 2000, 2001, with some of the amendments being passed back then. So rolling back legislation once it goes through is very difficult. It's a hard way to go. It's a hard fight. It's much easier to try to derail bad legislation before it goes through. So, like I said, go to CorridorWatch.org, and when you go to that website, there's a link on there just a little bit down the page that says SB 1267 and HB 2772 Legislative Supporter Scorecard. So when you get onto that page, you'll see that we do have about 60 signed on in the House, which gives us 40% in the House. And to be veto-proof, we do need 75%. The good news is in the Senate, there are 25 members signed on. It's 81% in the Senate that have signed on, actually as co-authors of Senate Bill 1267. And only 6 senators have not signed on to the Senate Bill 1267. So there's a great deal of support on the Senate side of the House for stopping the Trans-Texas Corridor and for stopping toll roads with this 2-year moratorium bill. And in the House, like I said, we've got 60 members signed on. So that's still a lot of members, but we do need to get to the 75% threshold, which would be roughly about 100 some odd senators or some odd representatives in the House side. So there we go. We've got our work cut out for us. If you go to the CorridorWatch.org, you can see the legislative scorecard. And I think there's also email contact there. Right, there is information on how to contact them. It gives you a link to go straight over there to their website from the state, where you can email them and learn about what's going on, and also email them with your comments. These folks do respond. That's the good news about it, is that if we just get active, they do respond to visits. They do respond to phone calls, emails, and faxes. It's just there's not enough of us that are active in doing it. I think when more of us get active in contacting our state legislators, because most of the people they deal with are down there trying to do business. They're lobbying with these big corporate entities, trying to get their projects worked on and get their projects going through. And the toll roads is just one example of that. One question that has been brought up a lot here lately in Texas is about the managed lane concept of toll roads here in, being able to use them in Texas. And the managed lanes or something they want to implement on the road called MOPAC here. Well, folks, if you want to study the issue of managed lanes, a good road to check out is SR 91 in the state of California. So if you just open up your favorite search engine and you can check out SR 91 in the state of California, that's State Road 91. And what happened was is Orange County claimed they didn't have the money to build their roads that they needed. So they did invite a public-private partnership in to build these managed lanes in the middle of SR 91. And the managed lanes were built, and from what I understand, they were opened in December of 1995. Now, here they are in 2007, and one of the promises behind the managed lane projects and promises is that the money from these managed lanes will be used to build alternate routes and or more capacity on the existing road, or even maybe go in towards mass transit or public transportation or some other means of transporting folks. Now, to my knowledge, none of that's happened, despite the fact that these managed lanes have been in operation since 1995. So here we are going on over 11 years into the 12th year of operation of these managed lanes in the state of California. And you can go to SanAntonioTollParty.com and find a photo of just the massive gridlock involved on that road. It's just bumper-to-bumper traffic many hours of the day. And basically, it's kind of extortion that you have to pay extra money to get on the managed lanes to get down the road in a timely fashion. And those tolls are what they call dynamic pricing. They actually fluctuate electronically according to the level of traffic on that road on those managed lanes. They want to keep the speed on those managed lanes traveling at 50 miles an hour minimum. So what they do is if traffic gets too heavy on the managed lanes, they raise the tolls dynamically with the electronic tolling systems, RFID, et cetera, and they literally price people off to keep that road moving at 50 miles an hour, because the more expensive it gets, the more painful it gets to stay on there, the more painful to your wallet it gets to ride on that road. So SR-91 is a good example of what can go wrong. As a matter of fact, now what's happened is a few years back, when Orange County did decide to take the bull by the horns and say, hey, look, we've got to add some capacity, some extra lanes on SR-91 or an alternative route or something. We've got to do something to address the traffic issue on State Road 91. And then the public-private partner that's involved in the managed lane project says, no, 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 Orange County, it's a no-go. You cannot expand SR-91. You cannot build on free lanes. You cannot build nearby alternates. Here is our non-compete agreement. Here's our non-compete agreement. So what is going on there when you've got a non-compete agreement, when managed lanes are supposed to help solve traffic? And yes, for the folks that are willing to be extorted and willing to be blackmailed and willing to cough up with their wallet and purses, then they're able to get from point A to point B. They're in Orange County, Riverside County. But you just got to be able to and willing to pony up. In the meantime, if you're on the lower side of the economic scale, then you're just stuck in traffic there in Orange County. Here we are, like I said, over 11 years into the project, and that's where they stand. All right, folks, I'm going to give the call-in number once again. It's 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I don't think we've got the Super Bowl this Sunday going up against us, but maybe there's something going on TV that's big. But if you want to give me a call between now and the top of the hour, we'll be bringing on Walter Burian from CAFR1.com, CAFR1.com. Walter Burian will be coming on and talking about the comprehensive annual financial reports. So we'll also be welcoming questions from the audience about CAFR1 and the CAFR comprehensive annual financial report issues. Okay. Some of the other bills that are working their way through the House and Senate here in Texas are about non-compete clauses, as I was talking about SR-91 just a little bit ago. You've got SB 149, authored by John Corona. You've got Stopping Privatization Foreign Management, HB 1321. You've got other bills to stop public-private partnerships. And here in Texas, the public-private partnerships are called CDAs, Comprehensive Development Agreements. And some of those that are in play right now are SB 275, SB 621, SB 256. Anyway, bottom line is there is a lot of legislation working its way through. I think the best possibilities are looking to be the SB 1267 and HB 2772, the two-year moratoriums. But if you go to either of the websites, CorridorWatch.org or SanAntonioTollParty.com and also TexasTurf.org, that's TexasTurf.org, and that TURF stands for Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom, and that's also a website that is run by Terry Hall. But there's some rundowns on all this different pending legislation on both those websites, and it takes a little bit to check it all out. Okay, I understand we got Randall on line three, so let's go ahead and bring up Randall on line three. Hello, Randall. How are you?
Hey, Rich, there. Enjoying your program. I missed the first part of it, but one of the things I wanted to mention, and that is that we need to get more people putting the pressure on those politicians up there and get them to just make sure that they do the right thing, that tell our neighbors that, hey, we need to get this pressure on, and that includes the The ID Act, this the federal ID. I understand that Montana was a state that turned away the corridors and turned away the ID, and they're doing some good things. So it's other states, so we need to follow suit.
Absolutely, and Texas is such a huge state that I think it's harder to work and manage, but a lot of these smaller states with less population, I think they can really be even way more effective in a quicker fashion than Texas.
Hello?
Randall, are you still there? Okay, I can hear Randall. I don't know if Randall can hear me. Hello, Randall? Okay. All right. Well, as Randall was saying, though, is we do need to get active. And, Randall, if you're still there, just chime in if you can hear us. But the smaller states, I think, really have a greater opportunity and an easier opportunity to get involved and make things happen at their state capitals. I think that all people that are like-minded with the Patriot Freedom Liberty Christian community just need to get down their state capitals and get active and start making a difference. And these state representatives and state senators, especially at the state level, do respond and listen to what we have to say. So we just need to be there and let them know what is going on. A lot of them, from what my experience was down at the Capitol, that things are just hustle-bustle down there, and these state legislators stay so busy that they really don't have time to look up. And that's one of the ways that the globalist agenda works against us all, is by keeping us so busy with just making a living, doing our regular things in life, and running around taking the kids here and there to and fro, that we're all so busy that most folks just don't know what is going on. And I think with a lot of our state representatives and state senators and state legislators at the state and U.S. level as well, that they're just not able to look up to see what is really going on. So, folks, I don't know how Randall got cut off, but Randall, if you're still out there, if you want to call in before we go to the top of the hour, 1-800-313-9443. Welcome your call. And okay, so I think we got Randall back. Hello, Randall. Are you back on the air, Randall? Okay, no, we're not getting them on here. So, folks, we are live on the air. It is March 11th, 2007, and you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. And our guest will be coming up at the top of the hour will be Walter Burian. He's living in Arizona now, and he's got a great website called CAFR1.com. So, okay, I think I'm getting Randall. Is that you on the air now? Okay, I do hear somebody on the phone, but I think they're on hold or just waiting there. So, some of the things that folks can do, as Randall was saying, is we do need to get active and contact our representatives. This is our opportunity here to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor and to slow down the toll road projects here in the state of Texas, as well as animal RFID issues, and as well as the Real ID Act, that the we do have a House resolution in the House to help stop the Real ID Act, and that is HCR 148. That's a resolution in the House, HCR 148. And hopefully we can get that passed, but we do need to knock down SB 1250 and HB 2869. Those need to be stopped because those help implement the Real ID Act. And if you'd like to volunteer to help on that here in Central Texas, the volunteer calling line is 512-828-7240. 512-828-7240. And you can help us get on the team to stop the Real ID Act. Or if you're interested in helping stop the animal RFID, go to farmandranchfreedom.com, farmandranchfreedom.com. And also on the toll road issues, texastollparty.com, texastollparty.com, and sanantoniotollparty.com. And, of course, if you want to see the legislative scorecard on these two bills that are trying to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor and toll roads, make sure and go to corridorwatch.org. All right. Well, once again, we've got Randall. Let's go ahead and give it another shot with Randall. Hello, Randall. Okay. I don't know why.
Okay. I got you there now. All right.
Hi, Randall. How are you?
I'm doing fine again. I don't know if you heard that Montana has apparently dropped the all of these, the ID and the corridors, and they just, and I think it was like a totally 100% of the senators, they really took it away. And so Montana is, I think, the state to look at. So
okay.
I don't know if I covered that a while ago when I lost you there. I don't know if it's my cell phone or just what the deal is. But anyhow, keep up the good work, and we've got to get people to go to their neighbor next door and up and down the street and say, hey, let's stop some of these things of the corridors and the ID and national ID and the chipping, and let's put a stop to these things before they just totally take over.
That's right. I agree with that because, you know, as you were saying, in Montana, that's a state where its population is not that hard to reach, I would think, especially in the state capital, that I think it would take an even smaller group of people to make a huge difference there. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. Randall, if you want to hang on, we'll finish up the next segment there before we go to the top of the hour with Walter Burian. And you're listening to Restoring the Republic on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back after this break.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We're on live on Sunday, March 11th, and hopefully we still got Randall here on the air. Hello, Randall. Okay. We may have lost Randall. But anyway, he was talking about Montana. Is he still on there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, Randall. How's it going?
I'm all right. Hey, I didn't really have that much more to tell about that, but this is also is a hot button because it seems as though people don't care about anything until their own ox is gored. And whenever they, if they go to Corridor Watch and start looking at some of these proposed corridors, and not the 4,000 miles advertised, but 8,000 miles worth, going all over the state, eating up valuable farmland, and now they've kind of gotten off of 35, and they're going to try to push this 69 over there through East Texas. But, you know, they're going to try to push all they can because apparently they got to be getting some kind of payoff money from these big contractors. And they'll say, well, they've got the tollways in Houston and they're working good. Yes, but that's owned by the local toll authority, not a foreign corporation. So anyhow, it's something that is very serious, and and this national ID is just about as bad, and it's just a matter of time that they're wanting to round us all up and know exactly where we are by the chip that we are.
That's right. Well, you know, you're mentioning Houston, and they'll keep citing that Houston is one of the examples of where toll roads have solved their traffic issues, but I take issue with that because in 2004, the U.S. Census reported that the Houston metropolitan area was about 5.2 million folks there, and which ranked seventh largest metropolitan area in the United States, and yet their traffic is actually, they are in the fifth spot for fifth most annual hours of delay per traveler, and those are 2003 numbers for the Texas Transportation Institute, which is the big think tank out of Texas A&M University. So here they are, seventh largest metropolitan area, but they're disproportionately high by two notches into as far as like worst traffic. They've got 63 annual hours of delay reported in 2003. And like I say, that's by this report from the Texas Transportation Institute. So even in Houston, where I think the way we can talk about Houston, for example, is I like to say it's like Houston was like a person being strangled and held underwater with respect to their traffic. And now with this toll roads, well, they're still being strangled. They're still strangled at the neck with got a big giant pair of hands around them traffic-wise. But they've just been pulled out of the water now because they have these toll roads going.
Yeah. And they're having to pay for it.
Exactly. And at least, like you said, though, is they are publicly run and publicly maintained. And that was one thing that came out in that hearing on Thursday, March 1st, over and over and over, that the CDAs, the public-private partnerships, were the worst scheme, the worst method, the most expensive method of trying to get roads built because they will, you know, these companies have to have a return on investment, have to have a profit, which that's all good in many cases, but when it comes to public utility like transportation, these roads, that's a different issue. Randall, thank you very much for your call, and I appreciate that. In these smaller states, we really do have an opportunity to get active in these smaller states and get more action done quicker. Thanks to all those folks in Montana that are up there evidently watching what's going on in their legislatures, and it sounds like there are a lot of state reps and state senators up in Montana that must be aware of what's going on, so maybe that's a good place to head off to is Montana. All right, folks, we're going to have Walter Berrien, our guest, on coming up the next hour talking about comprehensive annual financial reports. You're listening to Restoring the Republic on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes.